It's interesting in terms of how the theories are going back and forth about how bevacizumab works. I think initially the thinking was, you know, it wouldn't really change the response rate. It would just, you know, maybe prolong disease control. And then it seems like it's consistently been observed that the response rate actually is increased.
That's one of the very exciting things about it. I think we don't fully understand exactly all the effects of bevacizumab. And I had the same bias that you were expressing, that it was only going to be a way to limit the regrowth of micrometastases, which had not yet acquired a blood supply. But clearly, I think there's some evidence that macroscopic tumor may shrink in response to bevacizumab, or the shrinkage may be synergistic between bevacizumab and chemotherapy. And in this study of 21 locally advanced patients, most of whom inflammatory breast cancer that just came out from the NCI, they showed very nicely that the cancer cells express VEGF receptor, and the phosphorylation of that receptor is dramatically downregulated in patients who respond to bevacizumab. So there may be a significant effect on the tumor cells directly as well as on the tumor's blood supply.
Yeah, that was a fascinating paper. I interviewed Sandra Swain about that. Any more comments on that study, particularly some of the flow that they looked at, the clinical responses, et cetera?
They were quite dramatic. And the nice thing they did in that study was to give all the patients a single treatment with bevacizumab alone so they could at least get an idea whether it did anything on its own before they added in the chemotherapy. And they saw some clinical responses, they saw dramatic responses in blood flow. So I think it's a very interesting study. Biologically, I think portends for some very exciting results from our trial.
Except I have to say, sitting on the sidelines for the last 3 years, kind of watching this evolve in colon, lung, and breast, is still confusing as hell to me. Another thing she talked about was the fact that the patients who had redness and warmth in their breast, that decreased fairly significantly with the bevacizumab.
Right, that's what she showed in her pictures. You know, it's hard to know what the redness in the breast is due to. We always think of it as due to lymphedema and lymphatic obstruction of the tumor and dermal lymphatics. But obviously redness implies a capillary blood flow issue, and the bevacizumab must have some impact on that.